You are listening to KCRW, and welcome again to This Week in Weed. I'm Larry Perel. You know, flu season is upon us, and it is particularly bad in California this year. The state's health department says at least 70 people have died of the flu so far this year in the state, and they are seeing a spike of cases in the LA area. But if you've come down with a case of the sniffles, maybe, or something more serious, there might just be a remedy outside the typical over-the-counter meds for you. David Downs is the California Bureau Chief for Leafly, and he says that more people are turning to cannabis to cure their colds. David, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
All right, so let's talk about cannabis and curing colds. Is there any science out there to back this up?
There's a limited amount of science. We know that THC, the main active ingredient in cannabis, is an analgesic. That means it treats pain. It also is sedative, so it can help people get to sleep. The second main active ingredient, CBD, does not cause feelings of euphoria or well-being, but it does treat inflammation as well as anxiety. So we're seeing a lot of cross-label use of cannabis and its cannabinoids for treating the symptoms that are associated with common cold or the flu.
All right. You know, my daughter just now getting over a pretty bad case of the flu. She didn't get the flu shot, by the way, but she and others are commonly treated with cold and flu meds like Tamiflu, maybe Z-Pax, those sorts of things. What kind of cannabis-related products are people turning to help with their colds?
They're mostly taking symptomatic stuff. We don't see cannabinoids used in an antiviral fashion, even though they have antiviral and antimicrobial properties. Those properties are usually tapped for dermatological skin uses for cannabis. When it comes to actual, you know, cold, it's palliative. So we're seeing a lot of stuff on the market that's going to help you get some sleep, going to help you relax, going to combine a lot of times with other soothing superfoods and natural ingredients that people have been using for a long time to treat various cold ailments, especially stuff that's in the throat and so on.
Common things associated with the flu, high fevers, aches and pains. Are there products out there specifically that cannabis can treat for things like that?
Yeah, certainly you don't need to smoke it, and you don't even necessarily need to feel any mood-altering effect to use cannabinoids for symptom relief for the common cold. One popular item out there that just won first place at the Emerald Cup here in 2019 in December is this product from a company called Ohm Edibles. They make this elderberry elixir, and this was a medical marijuana product that they brought to the rec market. But it comes with a lot of health food sort of marketing language, like saying it's for immunity support and so on. They use organic elderberries in this along with local honey and then full spectrum cannabis, which means it's coming from the cannabis plant. What's interesting here is this product was not available in the rec market until recently because the testing is just so strict under California's, you know, modern cannabis laws. The product kept failing for the label accuracy because of the elderberry and the water that was in that ingredient, the owner of Ohm Edibles, Maya, was saying, but they finally got it dialed in. And so now each 1 milliliter dropper full of this stuff contains 5 milligrams of cannabinoids. And so you can precisely take that in a tea or something else like that. In addition to this elderberry syrup, we're seeing a lot of teas, a lot of mints, a lot of honey sticks. Again, a lot of stuff that you're going to eat that not going to make you feel out of your mind, just going to help you get to sleep.
All right. And what about your kids? Can you give these products to your kids?
None of these products have been approved for pediatric use. Pediatric cannabinoid use around THC usually comes with a doctor's permission. And CBD has been something that people have been using more. But again, most pediatricians aren't going to be versed in this, and they're going to be wary or leery about you recommending cannabinoids for pediatrics. Usually we're seeing that as in much more severe cases where the potential for cannabinoids outweigh the risks that might be associated with other types of pharmaceutical formulations. So for example, CBD for epilepsy might be a better first-line treatment than some of these benzodiazepines or thorazines. That's where people are talking about cannabinoids for pediatrics, not for the common cold. Just get those kids some sleep.
All right, David Downs is the California Bureau Chief for Leafly. David, thanks again.
Anytime, Larry.